Social media has transformed from novelty to necessity, with people now hypnotically engaged with their devices everywhere you look. With 325 million mobile subscriptions in America and nearly half of users on social platforms, we're witnessing a fundamental shift in human behavior. Social media has become as addictive as crack, immediately gratifying and deeply habit-forming. This addiction is transforming how consumers want to interact with brands, even when they're not actively scrolling. Most businesses haven't adapted to this new reality. While they've established social media presences, they're still not executing properly. Many invest only 1% of ad budgets in mobile, despite consumers spending 10% of their time there. Worse, they lazily repurpose content across platforms without respecting each platform's unique language, like tourists who haven't bothered to learn the local dialect. Smart entrepreneurs approach new platforms with curiosity and respect, asking, "How can I do better?" rather than dismissing them. Like boxers studying opponents' every move, great marketers analyze platforms intensely, observe audience reactions, test different approaches, and use analytics to refine their strategy. The social media revolution gave everyone a voice but created overwhelming noise. Quality content, not just quantity, is essential to cut through this noise, following a strategic rhythm. Think of marketing like boxing. Jabs engage customers and build relationships. Right hooks drive sales. Most brands err by throwing right hooks before establishing rapport with enough jabs. Great content must be native to each platform, respecting its unique language, culture, and style. What works on Facebook will fail on Twitter or Instagram. Content is king, but context is God. Even good content falls flat when it ignores platform context. Consumers seek value while marketers want sales. Native content blends seamlessly with the platform, creating emotional connections without obvious selling. Modern marketers must become the entertainment rather than interrupt it, melding into whatever experience people seek on their preferred platforms. This emotional connection makes consumers more likely to purchase from brands they believe understand their values. Facebook dominates social networking with over 1 billion monthly active users and 1/5 of all U.S. page views. Yet most brands still struggle to use it effectively. Remember that customers care about their own interests, not your brand. Like dating, discover what interests them and shape conversations accordingly. A boot company should create content about weather, hiking, or concerts, topics related to their products. They should also engage with popular TV shows their audience loves, even when seemingly unrelated to their brand. These jabs connect with your community by showing you understand them. When your content generates engagement, Facebook's algorithms boost your visibility for all posts, including those designed to drive sales. Facebook offers precise demographic targeting capabilities. While targeting helps with engagement posts, it's crucial for sales-oriented right hooks. A retailer can create different Black Friday promotions, like a purse targeted at 25-35-year-old women, or promotions aimed at older men as gift suggestions for their daughters. Twitter is the internet's cocktail party, where listening well delivers tremendous benefits. Unlike platforms requiring long-form content, Twitter rewards quick-fire exchanges while trading in news and information rather than friendship. Your tweets are tiny drops in an information deluge. The only way to stand out is through unique context, not by breaking news, but by DJing it with your signature interpretations and remixes. Instead of tweeting basic facts with links, add personality and provocation. For example, a movie theater could tweet, "The Star Tribune has lost its mind. This movie stinks," rather than a bland announcement. Consumers crave infotainment, not just data. Twitter's open invitation to talk to the world sets it apart. Unlike closed networks where you wait for followers, Twitter users maintain an open-door policy, creating opportunities for community building and enhanced customer service. Twitter's trend tracking ability remains one of social media's most powerful yet underused tools. Creating content around trending topics helps you reach beyond your core followers by connecting trends to your brand in unexpected ways. Pinterest exploded onto the social media scene, growing 379,599% in 2012. The platform appeals to our fundamental desire to collect and display who we are, or aspire to be, through visual collections. Every Pinterest pin must be visually compelling. Think of content as collector's items that invite clicks. Successful brands create context through creative board names like tea you drink after a bad date instead of just green tea. These contextual touches demonstrate customer understanding and motivate repins, increasing exposure. Instagram presents unique challenges. Users can only share their own photos, and the platform lacks direct linking capabilities. Despite limitations, brands should embrace Instagram's massive scale, 130 million monthly active users adding 40 million photos daily. Success on Instagram requires authenticity over commercialism. Create artistic, native content that genuinely expresses your brand. Use hashtags liberally as essential discovery doorways. Aim for the coveted Explore page by creating beautiful content that generates significant engagement. As our world becomes increasingly connected, creating shareable content in real time is becoming intrinsic to 21st century life, to the point where choosing not to share makes a statement. Even platforms not originally designed for social interaction will eventually add social layers as users demand these features. LinkedIn is evolving from a networking tool to a professional content hub. While Facebook remains our dining room for social entertainment, LinkedIn serves as our library where deals happen. The platform accommodates longer-form content for information-hungry professionals seeking jobs, connections, or competitive advantages. Vine's 6-second video limitation has sparked remarkable storytelling creativity. Its brevity perfectly suits modern consumers seeking quick dopamine hits, creating addictive viewing patterns. Brands should prioritize Vine as consumers share branded Vine videos 4 times more often than regular internet videos. Snapchat serves those who can't tolerate boredom and crave constant content. Its ephemeral nature, content that self-destructs in seconds, creates unique marketing opportunities as users give more focused attention knowing they can't revisit the content later. Content is king. Context is God, and effort completes the Holy Trinity for social media success. Without consistent effort, even perfect micro-content in ideal context will fail. Boxer Buster Douglas demonstrates this. He defeated Mike Tyson through extraordinary preparation, but lost months later after neglecting training. Effort is the great equalizer in business. While competitors may have more resources, what truly matters is your investment in the work. Now that corporations are heavily investing in social media, entrepreneurs must win through superior effort. Brands build genuine connections through creative, sincere customer engagement, tagging them in responses, resolving issues, and showing authentic care. Customers are surprised by extra effort precisely because it's so rare. The social media landscape requires continuous adaptation without self-pity. The challenge remains: give value repeatedly before asking for anything in return. Early platform adopters gain advantage by mastering platforms before competition arrives. Successful marketers approach social media with determination, giving everything they have on every platform, every day.